I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about Kyle Schwarber's all-out assault on Philadelphia. Day one, saying he would go back to the Reds in free agency. Day two, catching ceremonial first pitches at the Reds ballpark before the Phillies game. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
You mean that question again?
Is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking?
What a worded Twitter question.
What a worded Twitter question.
I actually believe it is on my side, that Twitter question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where this one is at. So I'm going to say yes, especially after a 6-1 loss yesterday. But I'll say slightly yes. Let's go 53%
yes. 60%
yes. Oh, 60%. Okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised 60%
yes.
Yeah.
Well, listen, again, it doesn't help they didn't win yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's those comments from the day before and then that.
Then the first pitch.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah, are they going to retire his number tonight?
What's next?
Well, it's Kyle Schwarber Memorial Field today.
Yeah.
or something like that. Keys to the City, whatever it takes.
Everybody's wearing his number, like it's Jackie Robinson.
Exactly right.
Here. 215-592-9494. David in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Spike, you remember your Lamaze training where you got to breathe? That's what you need to do. You need to channel that, like.
Well, I'm breathing fine, brother. I'm breathing fine.
It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, sure.
No, it's not. Did you ever hear? Let's go with the phrase like, "Don't hate the player, hate the game." This is the Phillies' fault for letting him do that.
Oh my God! The Phillies are doing what teams do. You know what? Pete Alonso didn't do this last year. The Mets. All Pete Alonso said, by the way, Pete Alonso is a career Met, They gave him, they didn't want to give him a contract. They end up giving him a 1-year deal. And the whole time, all he did was say that he wanted to be on the Mets. He wanted to be a Met for life. The whole time. David, the Phillies are trying to win a World Series this year. A World Series. Why should I care at this point that Kyle Schwarber should care publicly, at least, about winning the World Series?
Yes, and the Phillies should control their player. And they didn't. I mean,
I can't believe we can't just blame the person who did the thing for the thing. Like, it's unbelievable. It's everybody's fault but his. He is the grown man who 2 days ago said he would go back to the Reds. He is the grown man who caught ceremonial first pitches in an away stadium. Him. It wasn't his agent. It wasn't Dave Dombrowski. It wasn't Rob Thompson. It wasn't John Middleton. It wasn't me. It wasn't you. It was Kyle Schwarber. It was him.
Right.
So, you're blaming everybody else. What do you want Dombrowski to do?
I mean, if you want to go with Dave Dombrowski, I would have Dave Dombrowski and make this team better at the trade deadline. And he did with the pitching, but he didn't with this outfield. And, you know, I'm sure everyone on that team saw that, like, okay, they got Harrison Bader, and they aren't even playing. It's like, are you kidding me? This was your big trade line grab, and you're not playing him? But let's get back to Schwarber.
Okay.
As far as that goes,
yeah.
The team should have not let him do that. If they're going to let him play like that, then he's going to play like that. And that's really
you're telling him
line.
That they should have said, no, you're not allowed to do it?
Absolutely, because they are in charge of that franchise, and they're in charge of that team, and they're in charge of that player.
That would not have gone over well.
They don't even tell guys when they can play or not. You're going to tell them whether they can catch ceremonial firsts?
Exactly. It's mayhem on that team. They got a manager, and I love Thompson, but he doesn't control the play. He just lets them do whatever they want. It's like the inmates running the asylum, and that's part of the problem.
All right, David. I would not blame the team for that. I don't think the team, then they're the bad guys.
Right. They definitely would be the bad guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
they could have advised him that this probably is not a good look.
I wonder if they even asked him. I wonder how much they even knew.
I kind of agree with you on this. I don't know if anything was ran by the Phillies.
You know, because what probably happens is somebody from and I'm not insulting anybody in this department, somebody from PR gets said you got to walk Kyle Schwarber out. Kyle's going to do this. They do it. That's it.
Like, well, he certainly knew the day before.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, but it's not. Well, I guess my point is, it's not up to anybody who is handling this to tell Kyle Schwarber he can't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Schwarber has to be the one.
Yes.
To say, no, it has to be Schwarber. Yeah, I totally agree. Schwarber.
This is not appropriate for the current time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would still Mickey Mouse.
But what does it say that he was perfectly fine with doing it?
But it is a tough spot.
It's not a tough spot.
It is a tough spot.
No, it's not.
Your dad's out there being
honored. First of all, his dad wouldn't have been out there
if the thirsty ass Reds didn't decide to do this. First off, what's his youth qualifications? What is his record?
I'm not telling you the Reds aren't thirsty. Yes, but you could have shut that thirst down by saying, "Pops, yeah, I get it, but this ain't the right time. This is not right yet.
And you know what?
I can't do this right now.
There's no way his dad would have been offended. His dad would have laughed and said,
"His dad would have went along with it."
I get it.
And then he would say, "Well, but also they could say,
you know, his dad wants him to play for the Reds."
Listen, Mr. Schwarber, lock in. We got a World Series to win.
His dad's a Reds fan, right?
I would assume so. If he's growing up,
and he gets to see him, he's closer if he's playing for the Reds.
And
right?
He's got two kids now. Oh, so his dad, grandkids. But what's it like? Griffey goes back. It can't be that good a city.
Oh,
anyway, just kidding. But at the same time, they're probably saying it's just a first pitch for 3 seconds.
Who's saying that?
The Schwarbers.
I'll say this: if it was the first pitch standing on its own, I probably wouldn't have any type of reaction. I would have been like, "Oh, that's pretty cool. They did that." It's the comments from the day before. Then the first pitch.
You go back and you listen to the comments.
Like, it's the comments from the day before, then the first pitch.
They didn't even ask him, would you go back to Cincinnati?
He may as well be a Red right now.
They said, I bet all your friends want to go here. He's like, yeah, it's crazy. Also, I'd definitely come back here.
I know.
Yeah. If things don't work out, yeah, this is definitely a place I can see myself playing.
And it's not like the Phillies are the White Sox this year. They're not in contention. Right. It's not like he's only been here for a year. He is considered, and we think of him, this is the other thing compared to him and Soto, because you mentioned Juan Soto said this when I was on the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks of Juan Soto. I'm not saying he's a bad clubhouse guy, but he is not
a
leader guy. Nobody thinks of him like that.
We view Schwarber as the leader on the team.
That's the other part.
The
of
leader
it.
On the team.
He's the guy. He's the would this is would Brian Dawkins like go accept a ceremonial star from the Cowboys before kickoff?
He didn't grow up a Cowboys fan. He's from Jacksonville. Maybe if the Jags did it,
but probably not. You know,
he definitely didn't grow up a Jags fan. They came in existence in 93 or 95.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying to figure out who on the Eagles. It's just like, I don't know.
I agree.
Well, so real quick though. Yeah. So it's sort of related, but it's not related.
Okay.
Would we have viewed the Phillies as really disgustingly thirsty if in 2014 they had Trout and catch the first pitch?
Well, I would have hated that.
And so would I.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I didn't even like.
It was egregious.
I didn't even like the standing ovations that he got.
Especially with those three. They were still there.
Yeah, when you had the big three still here. You're giving this guy a standing ovation.
What a fan base, right?
Yeah.
Addicted to the standing ovation.
Well, I would have thought that the Phillies would have looked small doing it.
Yes.
But there's a difference between what the Phillies are and what they can play with in terms of finances and the Reds. Like, the Reds are trying to do everything they can because they know they probably can't compete financially.
Yeah.
The Phillies can compete financially. So I agree. I understand your perspective on the Reds, but it's still Schwarber who has to say no.
And I agree.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're in WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What up, A?
Yo. Hey, since I had to lead off, I could do my thing right quick.
Oh, boy.
Hey, check. It was funny. A couple weeks ago, or last week, Spike's like, Schwarber can't be MVP because he's a player too. He's right now top of the league lead home runs and has the most RBIs. Is he the leading candidate for MVP, Spike?
Is he the leading candidate for MVP? No.
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, I mean, Ohtani is the leading candidate for MVP, but he's in the top three. Like, he is. Well, I don't want to debate. You just look it up in your on your betting app. Ohtani is the leading candidate for MVP, but Schwarber is second.
Okay. But if he won MVP, would you be mad about it?
No.
Because he is a DH. Okay.
I wouldn't be mad about it. I don't think it's right, but I wouldn't be mad about it.
Okay. Next thing.
Yeah.
I did what my guy was saying from Pale. But listen, man, we don't want no song with soul in it for Jack to mess it up at 5:30. We don't. The delegation does not want that.
I got soul.
Derek wanted a Commodore song.
Buzz? Yeah. Was it Buzz?
Yeah. No, I don't think it was Buzz. No. Boom.
Y'all would totally destroy that song. It's a slow tempo song. Y'all would totally butcher it. Especially, what's his name?
Buzz. Buzz. Yeah, for sure.
I would have to go down to the studios and we would have to throw hands the way he would butcher that song. But, y'all could go with like a Weezer song. Everybody likes Weezer. I mean, not everyone does.
Yeah, but it's not fun. It's not fun in like the kitschy way that Creed is.
Do you like to annoy people, Spike?
No.
You like to annoy people.
Dude, Aaron, you're saying Creed's annoying. Let me tell you what. No, we're at McGurk's one day.
I'm not saying it's annoying.
Okay, all right, all right. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's annoying, but you know that it has gotten on these people's skin. Because like, right now, are you doing a hat bit? Because you wore a hat a couple weeks ago that was similar to a team, and then yesterday you wore a hat that was similar to the Ridge.
Yesterday was a River Sharks hat.
Or a Thrasher's hat.
I just go through I have like 300 hats. I just go in, I grab one that I feel like wearing that day. I actually don't even think about it. There's no trolling. I'm wearing a Phillies hat today.
I believe you.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't care what Kyle Schwarber's saying. You know why? Because people like to be appreciated. And the way you show appreciation is with the money. He's doing his job. Oh, we don't want him to bat leadoff. He batted second, and he's batted third, he's batted fourth. He's doing his job. He's hitting home runs, whoop you want, and he's driving the runs. And he's hitting for a higher average than he's ever hit. Like, he wants to get paid, and he's using the media to help drive up his price. I personally find an issue with it. Because if the Phillies want to keep him, they will keep him, and we will forget about all of this.
Well,
that's true.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can I tell you though, Aaron, if they lose in the first round of the playoffs and Kyle Schwarber is one for the series like he was last year, I'm not forgetting this. You know what I mean? He had one hit.
Spike definitely won't forget this.
Well, he had one hit in the division series last year. He had one, the first at bat, the game of the entire series, and he never got another hit.
Yeah, but he's not a good performer in the early rounds, right?
Oh,
yeah, he's NLCS all right.
Okay, all right.
He is.
He's an NLCS guy.
All right,
the NLCS World Series guy.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Well, we got to get there.
It's just it's excuse central. Nobody on the Phillies can get yelled at except for Taiwan Walker. He's the only player.
And Castellanos and Bone.
Yes. 215-592-9494. We'll get to how the Eagles looked at their joint practice today after I tell you about how to make your life, your finances, your summers better. It is with, you've always thought about, wouldn't it be cool to have my own house down the shore? My own house instead of spending thousands of dollars to rent somebody else's house. Adam Kasabi. Your realtor, Adam Kasabi out of Long & Foster, the official realtor, writes Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. His expertise is the Delaware beaches. Now, if you've been a Jersey guy your whole life or Jersey woman your whole life, mm-hmm. Delaware beaches are awesome. They have really gotten better the last 10, 15 years, whatever. So you get everything that you would get in Jersey, except you get lower property taxes. You get better restaurants. You're like, well, how am I going to do that? I can't afford it. What you do? Just get with Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. He can show you how to get a house. He will help you maneuver to get the house. And then you end up renting it if you want for a lot of the summer. Those people pay your mortgage. You have a house to go down the shore to and investment opportunity. When it's time, you can't go to anybody else. Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him. His direct cell, 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643 or processrealtor.com. All right, Ike, 2 days of joint practices, Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. So today, One bummer is Shedeur Sanders was hurt because I was looking forward to Elliot tracking Shedeur Sanders' stats today. But we didn't
wonder
get
when did he get hurt?
I don't know. It said an oblique. It was Adam Schefter said it was an oblique. Yeah, I think it's a fake injury.
Yeah, when did he get hurt?
Yeah, they have him.
Walk through Sunday.
The Browns are hiding Shedeur from Elliot and the Cranes.
I think it's a possibility.
Might be true. Yeah, they haven't forgotten the Deshaun Watson training camp stats.
Yeah, I'm sure they're hiding him from Elliot.
Because Watson didn't like it.
One guy who's not hiding from Elliot is Jalen Hurts. So Jalen today, and I want to like put aside the stats and the grade for a second, just for context. Mm-hmm. So he's 16 of 24, threw an interception. There were some reports of a second interception. There's some debate about whether it would have been an interception. Some people think it would have been a sack.
And convenient that Elliott did not label it as an interception.
As an interception.
Okay, they have him throwing two.
But he gave him a C minus. And like I read a lot of the other beat guys. I think pretty consistently, this has been, at very best, an uneven camp for Jalen. In a camp where I think we all sort of expected, after how last year ended, the fact that the offensive coordinator has been in the building and has been the pass game coordinator for years now, that it would be a smooth sort of like, man, this is the camp where he is just super sharp. Mm-hmm. He has not been super sharp. Like, I know it's just training camp, but it's also all we have to go on. And I guess I'm trying to find out from you, like, what is, how seriously should I take it? How worried should you be? All those sorts of things.
Well, I'll look at it like this. I won't overreact to them, but I also won't ignore them, right? So, you know, Elliot's down there every day. He's charting numbers, this and that and the other. We put stock into that. I'll go with that. I don't have an overall great feeling about training camp. What I like to hear reports, man, Jalen looks like he's out there. You know, he's mastered the offense. He's in time with his receivers. He's hitting guys on
Ball's
time.
Ball's not touching the ground.
Like I'd rather hear reports like that coming out of training camp. That would certainly make me feel better. Yeah, having the days where it's sort of, I don't even know if he's had a true exceptional day in practice. You know, Elliott's trying to give him some of these days. Yes. Like yesterday, 8 for 8 in a basically a walkthrough practice. Like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So he's had another one or two like that as well, where Elliott sort of gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And was impressed with everything. But it's, to me, it's been far too many okay days. Like okay to below average type days. And I know Petullo may be trying to put his own little twist on the offense, but still, it's pretty much the same offense that you ran last year or what have you. And so I would have expected it to be a little smoother.
And the personnel is mostly the same, too.
The personnel is the same. Like you should be at a point now in training camp where things are just, boom, they click for you. Like it should be there. You're going through. I remember when the Patriots came here for training camp and Brady was the quarterback. Now, obviously, it's Tom Brady's in year 20 or whatever at that time. But still, you could see how efficient he was at running practice and ball never touched the ground, like that sort of thing. It'd have been nice if we got that type of report out of training camp about Jalen's practices.
The other thing is, I know we want to, there have been some optimistic things about the defense, but it's very hard for me to, on one hand, everybody say, well, they have a problem at corner, well, they have a problem at safety, well, they have a problem at edge, and then be like, but the defense is so good, Jalen.
They're giving
just can't,
our offense problems.
Right. Like the two things don't really match up to me. And I would say as well, and you can confirm this, the offense has an advantage in camp over the defense.
Without question.
In that the defense can't hit him.
Yep.
So like there's a...
Unless you're Jahad Campbell. He's out there just hitting everybody.
Hitting Dallas Goedert.
That's what we like. And all that's that. A football player right there.
But
you're right, though. It's the practices are, for the most part, skewed for the offense. They're in their favor. So, I'm not concerned, but my antennas are up.
Okay. That's fair. That's
my hands are up.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
That's unexpected.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Sharon in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Sharon?
Hey there. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Typically, I just yell at you guys in the comfort of my car, and this time I couldn't.
Who do you yell the most at, would you say?
Come on.
On this show or throughout the day?
This show.
It's like,
yeah, there it is. Yeah.
So I'm very baseball minded.
Okay.
So I'm highly disappointed in Jack on this one because I feel like he should be the one defending Schwarber here the most, but.
Defending him a little
bit.
Well,
he's nervous too.
Well, I need him back. Yeah, it comes out of I need him back.
He's nervous also.
He's just blaming the Reds. Is what
well, it is Mickey Mouse in a minor league operation.
Okay, so I think at this point, we all know we don't like to be pandered to, right? Schwarber has
what? Sharon?
I think that was tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Okay, all right.
Schwarber has proven time and time again. I mean, he is just authentically him. Like, he's humble. Every interview that you see him in, you can scroll through any social media platform and see him giving back to the community in countless ways. When cameras aren't, like, supposed to be there, when they are surprisingly there, he's that guy. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with him or free agency. It's picking his dad up and lifting his dad up. If anybody's ever been involved in volunteer sports, which Little League is volunteer sports, they're voluntold to do things. They go above and beyond. They put timeless, time, energy, money. They pour. They make sure that
Sharon.
The kid that doesn't have cleats has cleats.
Sharon.
Come on.
Sharon. Okay. The day before when he said he would sign with the Reds, was that for his dad? Can I ask you something? Couldn't they have celebrated his dad and given him a first pitch without Kyle Schwarber catching him? And they could have just said it's Kyle Schwarber's dad. Like, what prevents them from lifting him up without Kyle catching the first pitch?
Tyler Phillips. And when he was a Philly fan as a kid, and You see people that are hired by the organization now, they're posting pictures of them as a kid in the stands. At least he's not lying. He would have been lying if he said anything else other than that. And then we would be mad because he's just lying to our face. At least
Bryce has been lying to us for 6 years, and we love
it. There's no proof of that. Yeah. There's no proof of that.
I can't stand it.
I know.
Okay.
Come on.
Imagine working with this guy, Sharon.
Yeah, it's a nightmare for everyone.
That's what I'm saying. Jack, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you over there when I'm screaming in my car every day. But the thing is that, like, this was an opportunity for his dad to be lifted up, his youth coach to be lifted up. I'm sure that their family and friends, the entire organization, all the things when we're scrambling to our seats or not even paying attention, those things that take place before the first pitch, they might not mean a lot to, like, if you don't know the person, but if you know anybody that's been honored before the game for whatever reason they're being honored for.
Sharon, I'm not saying not to honor his dad. I'm not saying not to honor his dad.
Sounds like you want to go out there and fight his dad.
No.
Did the Phillies offer to honor his dad?
But he doesn't. He's not a youth coach in Philadelphia. He's a youth coach in Cincinnati. Let him throw out the first pitch.
Right. And Kyle happened to be in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, just a coincidence. Okay. You know what, Sharon? Thank you for the call. Sharon doesn't even believe that. She sounds too smart to believe it. She just doesn't want to believe it. All right, 215-592-9494.
Kyle just happened to be in Cincinnati.
Yeah, just happened
the Reds,
to be there.
No, man, this is where it falls on the Reds. This is where the thirsty-ass Reds, they caused all this nonsense.
215-592-9494. Are you bothered by Kyle Schwarber's Cincinnati parade over the last 2 days?
Yeah, is he going to lead the opening day parade next year, too?
Might be.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Might, yeah.
Yep. Larry Anderson joins us next. Interested to talk to L.A. about what's going on with Ranger, what's going on with Wheeler, and this will be our first time talking to him about after we've seen Joan Duran and what he thinks of that excellence. So Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.